Hi everyone, this is Gordon Brown with the very latest Hamilton Park Racecourse podcast. This time we're looking ahead to our Sodexo Live race day on Thursday afternoon, the 5th of June. It's our fourth meeting of the year already, and I'll tell you what, it's the start of a busy month. It's the first of five meetings at Hamilton Park in June. It's a good one as well. It's a seven race card. It gets underway at 2:12. We're going to take a look at one or two of our races, including our feature race, which is the fourth race, the 3:42. It's the Weatherby's Digital Solutions Clyde Handicap. It's over the straight, 6 furlongs, 1,200 metres, if you prefer it, metric, and it's got £30,000 up for grabs. As this recording takes place, we have got seven declared runners. And what about one of the top jockeys at Hamilton Park in recent times, Kaya Fraser? He's bidding to keep up his tremendous record at the track. He rides a horse called Fahrenheit 7, number 6, trained in Lambourne in Berkshire by Mark Usher. He's making a bold bid this Kaya to be champion apprentice this season. And what a record he's got at the track. It's 44%. He's had 18 rides and 8 of them have won. And he's already been on the score sheet this season already. What a strike rate. It's the best that he has at any of the UK tracks. It'll be the first time he's ridden Fahrenheit 7 because Connor Beasley was on board when he scrambled home by a neck at Pontefract in April. But when Kaya Fraser rocks up at Hamilton Park, he rarely goes away empty-handed. It's a competitive race as well because last year's winning trainer, who's Tim Easterby, he's got a runner in this race. He won with Manila Scouse 12 months ago. He's got the very bottom horse, Count Dorsey, who's one of the outsiders, ridden by Amy Woff. And also last year, Richard Fahey, who trained the runner-up, Dare to Hope, who wasn't beaten far 12 months ago. Richard tries to go one better with his recent ripping winner, Tropical Island, who's likely to be the favourite. Good race, that. The meeting itself, though, gets underway with a good-looking, competitive 2-year-old maiden fillies stakes. Now, as we always say, a 2-year-old is the youngest age that a thoroughbred racehorse can actually race at. This is a qualifier for Hamilton Park's 2-year-old series final, which is later on in the season in September. Plenty of form considering some of these horses are just babies. We've got a few of them having the first day at school, but Kyle Burke's Alex Supreme has already finished third. Blue and Guru has also finished third on her debut. And we've got Paul Mulrennan on board Midnight Tango, who finished fourth on debut as well. And incidentally, Blue and Guru is ridden by Holly Doyle, who's got plenty of success in the past at Hamilton Park. It's our only ride of the day. And then just looking at our other races, our second race is the Morton Fraser McRoberts LLP Handicap, 5 furlongs this time, the minimum trip, 1,000 metres. This will take 60 seconds to run from start to finish. And we've got an informed trainer in Ruth Carr, who's based near York. She's got Between the Sticks, who's already won twice this season at Nottingham and Catterick, not by very far, hence the reason the Yorkshire Raiders only gone up £4 for those wins. Maybe the main threat could be Ian Jardine's Parisiac, who's got a £7 penalty for winning over course and distance just 8 days ago. All in all, really good card. As I say, seven races getting underway at 2:12. We go all the way through to 5:17. Next up, as I say, this is our first of five meetings in June. Next up is a race night on 11th of June, Wednesday the 11th of June. At the moment, 6 scheduled races. Keep an eye on the Hamilton Park Race Course website or the media for more changes to that. And speaking of the Hamilton Park Race Course website, that's where you go for all the best deals for general admission. And of course, if you fancy treating yourself to some of our excellent hospitality. We'll see you racing then at Hamilton Park real soon.